Friends, we must get this event underway. So, if you sit quietly, we'll call the first contestant. Granvi, do you have the list, please?
Granvi Stuckel, an elderly hedgehog who served as Abbey's scribe and recorder, began unrolling a long birch bark parchment. He coughed importantly.
Marm, here it is. Right, it says here that Darby Formole will be first to sing.
Darby was not expecting to be called first. Burying his snout in his big digging claws, he retreated behind the other contestants, complaining in the quaint mole accent.
Ernie, oh no, no toys, er. I never did be a wishing to sing any first place. I bees too girtly humble for such a thing, oh boy.
Irately, Granvi scratched Formole's name from the list.
I just knew something like this had happened. Well, who's going to perform first, eh? Speak up!
Noisy uproar broke out afresh until Skipper got order by whacking the ale barrel again. Ba-boom! The recorder consulted his list.
Sister Fumbrill, please.
The Dibbons, a name bestowed on all Redwall babes, set up a rousing cheer, drowning out any objections. Fumbrill, a big jolly otter, Redwall's infirmary nurse and herbalist, was a huge favourite of all little beasts. As she tuned her small fiddle, the Dibbons were already jigging about, shouting to her.
Sing us a good one, Sis Fum, a dancy song.
The good sister happily obliged them.
Right ho, my dearies, here goes. One, two.
She launched into the liveliest of ditties.
When you and me go out to tea, oh dear me, fiddle-dee-dee, we'll be the ones who scoff the scones and slurp the soup with a whoop-a-dee-doo. We'll nibble the pies, surprise, surprise, sing puddin' and plum, rumble-dee-dum, pasty and pie, oh my, oh my. We'll swig the cider and chunk the cheese, oh, give us more, you'll hear us roar. Such merry beasts are we, you see, when we go out to tea.
By popular Dibbon demand, she was obliged to play it again, this time at a quicker pace. The little dancers whooped and twirled joyfully. Even the elders clapped their paws in time at the music. Sister Fumbrel did one more encore. She ended up flat on the lawn, mobbed by adoring Abbey babes.
That un be's my favourite, ma'am.
Sing it again, sister! No!
Fumbrel clasped the little ones to her affectionately.
No, no, my dearies. Do some of the creatures turn now?